1332, 4BU, the Big Brekkie with Daniel. Thanks to Bundy Juice, Eurythmics and Sweet Dreams are made of this at 16 to 8. It's going to be a partly cloudy day today. Chance of showers, wind southerly 15 to 20 kilometres an hour, a top of 24. And joining us from runners.com is Rick Mirabella with some Monday motivation. Good morning to you, Rick.
Morning, Dan and Arnold Bundaberg. How are you today?
We're doing very well. A little bit warmer than what it is down south. I think it's about 6 degrees down south, isn't it?
It is, mate. It is. And we talk about this time of year. Every year we do this with our guys around the world. It's about setting the winter right up. Now, you guys, I know it's a lot warmer, but it's still a new season. It's still a new quarter. Yep. Okay, so we always say, okay, how can we really launch into June and set ourselves up, not rely on motivation, not worry about what we're going to look like in our summer bodies, just take control. And the biggest thing is just set yourself 90 days, 10 to 15 minutes of movement every day. If you do more, that's magnificent. If you do less, well, we'll try to get better tomorrow. But making sure we're continuing to get moving, 10 to 15 minutes. So set yourself a 90-day calendar and 90 check boxes, 90 little squares, and every single morning you tick it off. The thing about people in the morning, especially down south, but anywhere, and even your winter, like it's a bit colder than normal, is very tempted to be comfortable. And we are wired for comfort, so stay inside or stay under the doona or we haven't had enough sleep. But once that alarm goes off, we take 3 really deep breaths, breathe in, breathe out, get up, get some cold water straight on the face. And the cold water on the face is your way of saying to your body and your mind, no, I'm in control. I have control over this situation. And then you just get the hell outside. Before you got time to think, just get it done. 10 to 15 minutes, the sun's not even up yet, life's good, and the trajectory of your day is much better. And what you're doing is you're not allowing yourself time to quote-unquote be unmotivated or quote-unquote think about all this stuff you got to do. It's just keeping it real, real simple and getting out. Let's not complicate it.
And, of course, obviously with that, you come with, a winter diet. With that, is soups obviously a big one for the winter diet? I mean, or are we just going to continue with what food intake we have?
No, that's a great question. We later on in the next few weeks, we'll talk about some winter nutrition and also winter clothing. Again, it is applicable up there as well. Look, soups are great. And anything, they're good. They're really good to prep as well. So you can prep them, you can make them pretty easy, you can leave them in the fridge and heat them up later. So soups are fantastic. But again, if you do this straight away in the morning, you'll have less of a less of a tendency to go to eat crap as well.
Yep.
Because often you'll feel tired if you don't move early. You'll feel tired and you'll go to that comfort food by 11 a.m. Whereas this will really keep you in check to eat healthier, eat lighter, and want to feel a bit more bouncier. Don't rely on wanting to do it because you won't ever want to do it.
Rick Mirabella from runners.com joins us this morning talking some Monday motivation. Now, with that, Rick, you mentioned there about, you know, doing the 10, 15 minutes and doing it in the morning. That way it gets done. But for those who are early starters and maybe have a sleep in the afternoon, maybe a certain breakfast announcer, for instance, what is then the process from there? Because they might get to the afternoon and have a snooze and then get to towards the end of the day. So what can we do to get our early starters, you know, into that frame of mind?
100%. We've got lots of tradies and lots of radio hosts that have to be at work at 4:30. It's just about keeping the same time every day. So if you get home and you do have a nap, for example, or 4 p.m. or 6 p.m., whatever the time slot is, you really try to stick to it. And maybe you have a little routine that allows your brain to go, well, I'm about to switch on. Whether it is putting water on your face at 6 p.m. and putting your runners on. It doesn't have to be hard or complicated, but it's got to be regular. Because then it teaches our brain to go, well, this is what I'm doing. I wet my face and then I get outside. I take 3 deep breaths, I get outside. So it's got to be that regular occurrence. The time slots are relevant. Mornings are always better, but if it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen. So if Dan Brewer does 4 p.m., then that's a massive bonus.
All right, Rick. And I know we've been talking about health and motivation and everything, so this is going to be a very dangerous question. What goes on a hamburger? That's our daily topic.
Oh, yes, one of my favourite foods, the hamburger. Now, it has to be a real big, thick piece of beef patty, massive. Love, maybe a double beef patty, actually. Definitely simple cheese, 5 or 6 pickles, bit of onion, bit of tomato sauce. That'll do me, I would say.
All right, Rick, really do appreciate your time this morning, and let's catch up next week.
Thanks, Dan, so much.